This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. The Affordable Care Act exchanges go live online in less than a month. Texas has not taken part of the program, so the state allowed the federal government to build the state's marketplace. And Texas state officials have worked against the implementation and promotion of Obamacare. But Texas Congressman, San Antonio Congressman Lloyd Doggett, is trying to counter that. Congressman Doggett joins us. We did reach out to Congressman Lamar Smith, but he couldn't join us at this time. So, Congressman Doggett, welcome to The Source. And Congressman Doggett, are you there? And we lost Congressman Doggett. So as we move forward with the Affordable Care Act, it starts on October 30th, the end of the month, on October 1st. Citizens will be able to go online to the exchanges, and they'll be able to sign up for the different coverage policies. There's been a lot of studies about what that actually means and what it'll do for coverage, how much of premiums, what will impact premiums in Texas. Recently, there was a RAND study that looked at how that would impact Texas, and they say that premiums in Texas could possibly actually go up, but that may not be due to Obamacare, but more to the fact that we did not expand Medicaid in Texas. Now, we do have Congressman Doggett with us now, correct? And we're working on getting that cleared up. And are you there?
Yeah, this is Lloyd again.
Oh, we got Lloyd. We're fantastic. Congressman Doggett, thanks for joining us. You there?
Yes, great to join you today.
All right, we had a couple of technical difficulties, but now we have
right.
You. So what are you doing to get people aware of what's happening with the Affordable Care Act?
Well, really, at one community group after another, talking about the advantages the Affordable Care Act offers. There are thousands of our neighbors here in the greater San Antonio area who've not been able to afford insurance or whose employer could not afford to provide insurance. Now there's an opportunity beginning on October 1st to sign up for insurance through a health insurance exchange. It's much like going to the net to find an airplane ticket. You'll be able to compare private insurance policies and find out which one is best for you and your family. There are many families here in the community who will be eligible to get tax credits to assist with the cost of the premiums, and I believe that there are thousands who will get coverage who've not had it before. I'm also working with a number of community organizations in healthcare in trying to improve how we get the message out to people at health fairs, at schools, at church gatherings, because this is an opportunity to overcome all of the misinformation that's been out there about Obamacare and to recognize what advantages it offers.
So as you talk about the opposition to Obamacare, that we've heard from some folks in the House and the Senate, Republicans who say that there should be some sort of standoff against the White House to defund Obamacare by not raising the debt limit for the nation.
Yes, that's really incredible. They've attacked Republicans, attacking Republicans as being part of the surrender caucus if they are unwilling to jeopardize the full faith and credit of the United States for the first time in American history or shut down the government. I don't think those things will happen, though it's a real difficult fall ahead of us even after the vote next week on Syria. But I do think that the 40 times that they've attempted to repeal Obamacare since January of last year demonstrate the fanaticism that's there. If you turn to GOP.gov, their website for the House Republicans, and look at what their alternative is for Obamacare, you will see this afternoon it says work in progress. Well, it's because the only alternative they have to Obamacare is really nothing care. They don't have an alternative. And I recognize that the Affordable Care Act has some shortcomings and some things that we need to improve in it, but it's so much better than what we have today, where families face bankruptcy, huge credit card debt. If they have the misfortune of being in an auto accident this afternoon, or they're diagnosed with some dread disease.
Let me ask you, you mentioned Syria. So you have not come out directly opposed to the bombing of Syria? Are you still open on that?
I basically have said if I had to vote today, I would vote no. I have great reservations about this. I feel that I have a duty to review carefully all of the classified documents. I'm in San Antonio this week. Congress is not officially in session. I'll be back this weekend to do that, to listen to the classified briefings. But I think it's a very heavy burden to justify a go-it-alone military venture where we tell our military in advance, we don't plan to remove the person who committed these chemical attacks. He'll still be in power. We're really headed to a stalemate here. That's a mission that is limited in an extraordinary way, and I think we need to find a way to send a send a message to a villain, but to do it in a less dangerous and costly way than what might well immerse us in a broader regional war.
What do you think about your colleagues do? Do you think giving President Obama the go-ahead to do the bombing, you think that'll pass?
I think it will be a close vote in the House. I believe it will pass in the Senate. You saw how divided that Senate committee was yesterday, I believe 10-7. I think it will also be very close in the House. There's tremendous pressure to cast this vote. I respect our president. I think John Kerry has made a passionate case, but we have to consider the history of the amount of money,
The
amount of sacrifice from military families.
Congressman Doggett,
thank
you so much. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're out of time here. Sorry for the confusion at the top of the hour, but thanks for calling in. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about the city of San Antonio and the vote on the non-discrimination ordinance. We'll be right back.